This is what it sounded like last night on KNBR radio when the San Francisco Giants won the World Series.
The right-hander for the Giants throws. Swing and a miss! And that's it! The Giants are world champions as they come pouring out of the dugout.
Well, this is what it sounded like the last time the Giants won a title.
In smothering any ideas of a late Indian uprising, Antonelli fanned three of the last six batters and didn't allow a ball to be hit out of the infield. It's a triumphant moment for Horace Stoneham, president of these world champions of 1954.
1954, back when they were still the New York Giants. Bill Kent is a lifelong fan of both the New York and San Francisco Giants. He's the president of the New York Baseball Giants Nostalgia Society. I reached him earlier today at his home in Riverdale, New York, and I asked him to take me back to his childhood as a Giants fan.
We would climb up the fence in the Polo Grounds, four stories, and then walk down to the box seats 2 hours before the game. There was a player on the Giants named Ernie Lombardi. He weighed about 300 pounds. And so one of the four of us was little Lenny, who was 11. He says, "Hey, Lenny, you can't run. You're just a fatty." And Lombardi goes back and chases Lenny the full length of the Polo Grounds. That was a riot.
So that's when you were about 15?
Right.
Oh, my goodness. So there was a period.
About. We climbed over the fence in those days, or we became turnstile turners for 50 cents.
Wow. What memories.
It was our lives.
So if this was your entire life, what happened when the Giants picked up and moved west? That must have been difficult.
Well, it was disappointing. Some guys became bitter. 65% of us became San Francisco Giant fans.
You're a statistician. You know that it was 65%.
Well, I'm not a statistician. I'm guessing, obviously. I don't take a poll. We're not that formal. We have three meetings a year, and we enter the Twilight Zone. Now, there was a Twilight Zone program where old guys were sitting around. I guess it was a retirement home, and they wanted to be kids again. And they entered the Twilight Zone, and they were all 10 years old, and they played Kick the Can. And we are now, and have been, in the Twilight Zone. Hey, remember when Mel Ott hit that home run in 56? Oh, yeah, but Whitey Lockman stole second. Billy Jackson, remember that? We're in the Twilight Zone, reliving the old days, and now we're having a blast with the San Francisco Giants. And we are very happy.
Bill Kent, all the best to you.
Thank you. Batter up!
Bill Kent is a lifelong fan of both the New York and the San Francisco Giants. He's the president of the New York Baseball Giants Nostalgia Society. He's got a lot to celebrate right now. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.